It's so great to see so many people here celebrating on this Easter Sunday. So we're going to, for a moment, just be reminded about the story of this Easter. Of course, it's very difficult for me to sort of like do the punchline, because you all know what happens at the end. But we're going to go through it anyway. We're thinking about the transformation that the resurrection brings. We're going to repeat. Now then, it's not easy to see those, is it? Let me get a bit closer. So, while they were eating, Jesus took the bread. He gave thanks and broke it, and he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body." Then he took the cup and gave thanks and offered it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink this fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom." Then Jesus went with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to them, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." Going a little farther, he fell with his face to the ground and prayed, "My Father, if it's possible, may this cup be taken from me, yet not as I will, but as you will." Now the betrayer had arranged a signal with them: "The one I kiss is the man. Arrest him." Going at once to Jesus, Judas said, "Greetings, Rabbi," and kissed him. Jesus was taken before Pilate. "Are you the king of the Jews?" Pilate asked. "Yes, it is as you say," Jesus replied. Pilate asked him, "Don't you hear the testimony they are bringing against you?" But Jesus made no reply. "What shall I do with Jesus, who is called Christ?" Pilate asked the people. They all answered, "Crucify him." When Pilate saw that he was getting nowhere, he took water and washed his hands in front of the crowd. "I am innocent of this man's blood." Then he handed him over to be crucified. They stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him, and then twisted together a crown of thorns and set it on his head. Then they mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews." After they had mocked him, they led him away to crucify him. At dawn, on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. An angel of the Lord came down from heaven and rolled back the stone and sat on it. "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said." So today, it is still this morning, just, we're going to think for a moment too. Who were the eyewitnesses to the risen Jesus? Who were the eyewitnesses to the risen Jesus? Now then, we've got a few eyewitnesses, and I'm hoping one or two of them are out there. Now then, I'm just looking. I've got one of my witnesses down over this way. So I'm going to be a reporter this morning, finding out from my witnesses who saw Jesus risen. So, hello there. Could you stand for a moment? Could you tell us who you are, please?
I am Mary Magdalene, and these are my friends, Salome and Mary, who is James's mother.
So can you tell us, what's your link to Jesus then?
We're friends and relatives of Jesus.
Excellent, right, okay. So how do you know that he's alive?
Well, for a start, we were watching from a distance when he was crucified and died, which was so terrible to witness. After his death, we went to see the tomb in the garden. It was such a rush to get him buried We couldn't even prepare his body properly because of the Sabbath was about to begin. We decided that we'd go back after the Sabbath with spices so that we could anoint Jesus's body. So on the Sunday, just after sunrise, we were hurrying to the tomb, wondering who could we ask to roll the stone away from the entrance.
So what happened when you got to the tomb then?
Well, we found that the massive stone had already been rolled away. We cautiously went in and we saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right hand side. It gave us such a fright. Mm. But he said to us, "Don't be scared. I know you're looking for Jesus who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. Look, this is the place where they laid him. So go now and remind his disciples, including Peter, what he told them. I'll go ahead of you to Galilee. So come and meet him there."
Right. So what did you do then?
Well, we were so frightened. We ran out of the tomb. We didn't even think of telling anybody.
And finally, tell me, how has your life changed since that encounter?
At first, we were afraid, but then we met Jesus for ourselves. We walked and talked with him, so we know that he's alive.
Amen. Thank you so much, Mary Magdalene. Now then, there we go. I think we have a second witness, and I think my second witness might be sat upstairs. And I've learned a couple of weeks ago that when I go out of the building, you can all still hear me in here, because I did that a few weeks ago. So I'm going to go upstairs and see if I can find Peter. Peter, are you there? Let's hope he is. If he's gone home, I'm stuck. Hopefully Peter is here. Good, good, good. Is he there, Linda? Oh, good, good. Thank you very much, Mireille. Peter! I'm so glad to have found you. You can share some notes with me if you like. There we go. So, can you tell us your name, please?
My name used to be Simon, but Jesus renamed me Cephas, or Peter.
Which means rock.
Amen. So, what's your connection to Jesus then?
I was one of Jesus' closest followers. I saw him use 5 loaves and 2 fish to feed 5,000 people. Mm. I saw him walk on water and even help me to do it as well. Mm. But then, when we went to Jerusalem, we could tell there was going to be trouble. Mm. He was arrested by temple guards, and even though me and the other disciples had promised to stick by him, we all deserted him. And then I even denied knowing who he was. Mm.
So how do you know that he's alive then?
Well, some of the women in our group told us that an angel had appeared to them at his tomb. This angel said to them, "Tell Peter that Jesus is alive. And he's coming to meet him."
Really? So he came to meet, specifically said he was going to meet you. And did he meet you?
Yes, he did. On that very first Sunday when he rose, and then he met me again with some of the other disciples on a beach next to Lake Galilee. We all met him again in a locked room, and he proved that he wasn't a ghost because he ate some fish to prove it. We knew it was really him.
That's amazing. And I love fish as well, actually. Mm-hmm. So tell us then, how has your life changed since that day?
Well, on that beach in Galilee, I thought he was going to tell me how much I disappointed him, but he didn't. Instead, he told me he forgave me and that he had a new job for me to do. I was to speak on his behalf and help other people to become his followers as well.
Well, thank you so much, Peter. And actually, we've been told that there was also an occasion when Jesus met 500 people up in the hills. around the Lake of Galilee. Just imagine being one of those 500 people. Well, thank you, Peter, for sharing that story. And thank you so much, Linda. I'm coming back down because we have one more witness who hopefully is downstairs. Here we go. One more witness, hopefully. Right. Where is he? Here he is. Here he is. Let me give him the microphone. My goodness me. Could you tell us your name, please? Stand up so we can see you better.
Certainly, Jeremus Paximus. Yes, my name's Saul, but actually originally, my name's Saul originally, but since my encounter with Jesus, I actually changed my name to Paul.
Right, okay. Well, can you tell us what your link is then to Jesus?
Well, I was raised a very strict Jew, a Pharisee, and we came to believe that people that believed in Jesus were dangerous.
Right.
And needed to be stopped, whether it be by putting them in prison or by killing them, just right. to stop them spreading the word.
Goodness me. So how do you know that Jesus is alive then?
Well, I was on my way to Damascus. I'd heard that there were believers there. Mm. So I went there with the intention of arresting them. Mm. But as I got near the city, suddenly a light from heaven dazzled me and I fell to the ground. Mm. And then I heard a voice saying, Saul, Saul. Why do you persecute me?
Goodness me, that's amazing. So what did you do then?
Well, I was obviously shocked. And I said, who are you, Lord? And the voice replied, I'm Jesus who you are persecuting. Mm. Now get up and go to the city and there you'll be told what you must do. Mm. But as I got up from the ground, I couldn't see. I opened my eyes, but I was blind. And I was blind actually for 3 days and I had to have my friends lead me around. I couldn't see.
Goodness. That's amazing. How has your life been changed by this encounter that you had with Jesus?
Well, I think the best way I can express it is to quote from a letter that I've just recently sent to a fellow believer in Corinth.
And I think by technology, we're able to look at that those very words. Tell us about them, Paul.
Well, it said, it is by God's grace that I am what I am now. Mm. And that grace has had an amazing effect on me. Mm. Now, I worked harder than all the other disciples, all the other apostles to prove myself. And yet it was not me, but the grace of God that was within me. Mm. But in the end, whether it's me or them that is preached, this is the good news that you have believed.
Amen. Thank you so much, Paul. Big round of applause for Paul, for Peter, and for Mary Magdalene. Thank you so much for sharing your stories. And you know, those accounts of the stories of the people that met Jesus have become so central and so important because a number of those, at least two of those people, died an awful death believing that they were dying for something that was utterly true. They gave their lives gladly, knowing that they were doing so for a God who was alive and that he had promised he would raise them back to life again. That's why we celebrate today. There are lots of people in our secular world that say it's a load of mumbo jumbo and that's fine for them. But I believe in my heart, Jesus is alive in me and I know that many of you believe he's alive in you. If you want to talk about faith, do come and have a chat afterwards. I'd be glad to have a conversation with you about who Jesus is for me and to talk you through that.